Praise God. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Could you lower the camera just a little bit, please? Yeah. There we go. Praise God. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Every single one of you, and thank you all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. We are located in Randallstown, Maryland, and here's another day that God has created for us to worship Him in His house.
Amen.
Amen. Are you glad to be here this morning?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to get started right away. It's a little bit of a late start. We were worshiping the Lord and we were ministering for the brothers and sisters. And right now, let's dive into the Word of God for just a little bit. I think today's message will be broken down into two, depending on how much time we have, but we'll wait and see. Let's pray. Lord, we worship You and we praise You. Lord, we thank You and we adore You. For You take care of us, Lord. You watch over us. You bless us. You heal us. You restore us. Thank You, Lord, that we can count on You for every single thing. Thank You, Lord, that You have never abandoned us, Lord. But Your eyes is upon the righteous. I pray, Lord, that as we read Your word and study Your word this morning, I pray, Lord, that it will touch the hearts of both everyone here right now and everyone that's watching at this very moment online. Blessed be Your holy name, Lord, forever. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have our Bibles this morning?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Amen. Please turn with me to Psalms 119. Are you familiar with Psalms 119?
Yes.
Yep. Have you guys memorized Psalms 119?
No.
No? All right. I guess you guys do know Psalms 119. All right. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So now you might be asking, well, which verse, Pastor? We're going to start in verse 92. Amen. Psalms 119, starting in verse 92. All right, I'll take that. The Word of God says, "Unless Your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget Your precepts, for by them You have given me life." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The title for this morning's message is Build Yourself Up. Build Yourself Up. Now, we're not getting away from the theme, the Tuesday morning theme of how to keep your healing or anything like that. As a matter of fact, it is part of it. There's a strong, strong message here in how to keep your healing, your sanity, your blessing, and everything else in between. But I want us to understand one thing this morning, and that is the importance of God's Word. The importance of God's Word. His Word protects you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
His Word carries you through trials and afflictions.
Yes.
Understand this. This is what verse 92 right now is saying. Whatever trials you're going through, whatever afflictions you're going through, this Word right here will carry you through and through. Do you believe that?
Yes.
No, do you really believe that?
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
A lot of us are accustomed to attacking a situation one way. What is that one way, Pastor? Through prayer. And there's nothing wrong with that. You win a lot of fights on your knees. You do. But don't forget the power that is in the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, prayer, this is how I visualize things. And a lot of people will say different things. A lot of people will have a different approach. And I'm not here to say that there is only one approach. What I'm about to say is not the only way. But this is what works for me.
Yes.
This is one of the ways that works for me.
Yes.
Prayer is like you coming in and you swinging the sword. Is you just going guns blazing right now, right? You go and you fight through the name of the Lord Jesus. Prayer also glorifies God. You are speaking to God. You are communicating with the Lord. You understand?
Amen.
You're having a one-on-one powwow with God. You speak to the Lord through prayer.
Yeah.
Right? You speak to Him. You fight and all these things. However, how about the Word of God in light of what we are talking about right now? This is your foundation. This is what you stand on. How many times have you heard the term standing on the Word of God?
Yes.
How many times have we heard that?
Yes.
What do you think that means? To stand on the Word of God. What does that mean? That could be one of them. Believing on His Word is standing on His Word. Actually, I love that. Any other take? It builds your faith. It does all of that. That's almost like a result, a side effect, right? Your faith gets stronger. But if you want a written explanation of what it means to stand on the Word of God, let's reread verse 92. Can you put that up for me real quick, please? Verse 92. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. You see that?
Yeah.
Is this making sense right now?
Yeah.
Unless I delighted in your word, delighted in your word, if I was not on your word like as though I love it, like I can't have enough of it. If it wasn't for your word, oh Lord, I would have been toast.
Yeah.
Toast. Burned toast, as a matter of fact. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
You see, right now, before reaching the breaking point of this author, right now the author repeatedly expresses one thing, and that is his delight in the Word of God.
Amen.
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 His delight in the Word of the Lord. You can read about that in verse 2, in verse 24, in verse 35, 47, 77, 7. You read it all over just on Psalms 119. Just on Psalms 119. How much he delights in the Word of God. And right now, he is expressively saying, Lord, if it wasn't for your word that I love so much, woe of me. I would have perished in my affliction,
yeah,
as per the word of God. You know what this is saying right now? That the word of God can build you up. It can build you up. This is all it means. When he felt his soul plummeting, and going down. The mighty truth of the scriptures is what rescued this psalmist right here, right now. And see, God's powerful word protected and encouraged this young man in the time that he found himself in crisis. It carried him through the trials. It carried him through the affliction. It doesn't say, my prayers unto you, does it?
No.
When I call out to you at night, they have upheld me. They have sustained me. It is your word, your scriptures, your statutes. Amen?
Amen.
So I want all of us to know right now that when you read the word of God, it is strengthening your inner man, your inner woman, if you prefer that terminology better. The strong person inside of you. It is more, it goes beyond than you just knowing. You know, that the trials and the histories and the ups and downs of different people and the life of Christ and the Gospels and the apostles and events to come. It goes, yes, you are learning about all of this, but you are strengthening your inner man for greater and bigger things that a lot of times will overtake you. Now, his word renews and breathes new life into you. The word of God says that you promise to obey your word, or otherwise his word, the word of God, as spoken in verse 93. Let's go ahead and reread that, please. Can you put it back up? Verse 93 says, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. By your promises has given me life. Because I read your word and I believe it, it comes to happen in my life. It is true to me. You see, in addition to saving the faithful servant of the Lord, the word of God is also acting as restoring his soul. What does it mean to restore your soul? What does that look like? I'm looking for a different answer. I like that. That's it. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Let me give you an example of what Sister Joanne just finished saying right now, right? Of restoring, like bringing back, right? You know how, say you got some bad news, right? Let's say you got some bad news of some sort. Not something tragic that's, you know, going to put you in depression, but you tell somebody that, you share with someone that you trust and that you love, and then they come through with a bucket of ice cream, of your favorite ice cream. And then all of a sudden, you're enjoying that ice cream, and you feel better, right? It's almost like you forgot about it. You are being restored. Or someone sends you a bouquet of flowers, right? Doesn't that make you feel better?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Or someone gives you an encouraging word from a source that you value, from someone that that you trust, respect, thank you, Sister Helen, right? That encourages you. Sometimes just a positive word of encouragement will revive your soul.
Yes.
True or false?
True.
Like in real life situations, right?
Yes.
This is exactly what the psalmist is saying right now. That in addition to saving his life, the word of the Lord restored his soul. Now, in order for that to happen, let's make sense of this right now. How much did he cherish this word? How close was he to this word right now that he read? You could almost assume that the word of the Lord was everything for this young man.
Yes.
Like, it's either this or nothing. You see there? This is why it's so important for us to be in the word of God continuously, just like how this man was. Right, just before he was about to collapse under the weight of the grief that he's going through that moment, God's precepts comes through and breathes life into him, just like that, all coming from a book that is inspired by the Spirit of God himself. Amen?
Amen.
When the psalmist cried out to God, he made a holy vow to the Lord. If God would preserve his life, he would keep his commandments to the fullest. Lord, if you only preserve my life. And it's been a while since I've said this, but I want to say something right now in regards to that. Sometimes the Lord wants a vow from you. Sometimes the Lord is waiting for you to make a vow unto him, and one that you can keep. Keep that in mind. You see, sometimes we just go through the motions. We go through the situations, right? We wake up every single morning, we brush our teeth, we might have a breakfast, or maybe some of us, we might skip breakfast and just go straight to lunch. You go through your morning routine, you have your morning coffee. Today, you know, you come to church. We go through, you know, the progression of church. And then you go home. And then you go about your life. But maybe the Lord today is saying that he wishes to have a vow from you concerning a breakthrough that you are trusting in the Lord for whatever the case might be. And I want to encourage you this morning that give the Lord a try when it comes to a personal vow, a vow between you and him. What is that vow going to be? Equally important, what is that going to cost you? And I'm not speaking about dollars and cents. Understand that. I'm not speaking 100% about finances, even though if you wish to make it that, that's between you and God. But what is a vow that you can make to the Lord that will bring him pleasure? What could it be? I want something more than that. I'm sure the Lord would want something stronger than that. It could be things like, I don't know, let's just see. Lord, I'm going to dedicate a 7-day fast to you. We'll start something small. You know, right now we're doing 21 days of prayer. Can you imagine the last day of that is going to be this Saturday? How time flew. Right? It's already the 15th, I believe, right? 17th. Today's the 17th. Yes. Today's the 17th. 21 days, 21, day 21 is just around the corner. Today's day 17 already. In 4 more days, it's done. But what is a vow that you can do unto the Lord? Is it going to be a vow for the rest of your life? Will it be a temporary vow? What kind of commitment can you do unto the Lord? Let's read verse 88, please. Why don't you put up verse 88 for me? Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your... What is it?
Mouth.
I don't think we're going to have enough time to speak about today, but potentially next week we're going to speak about the testimony of God over your life. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. The Lord answered the psalmist's prayer, and he reaffirmed his promise to obey God's word. That was his lifelong commitment, his lifelong vow. Now, keep in mind this, that the psalmist did not start cherishing God's word only when he was going through tough times. Let's understand that. Don't wait till tough time comes in your life before you start taking God seriously. Yes. Do we understand that? Yes. And way too many of us, we wait till things get tough. We wait till there's no way out. We wait till we're at the end of the road before we come running to the presence of God and doing something about it. This is something very important for us to understand. He did not wait to cherish, to love, to have his face planted in the Word of God after hard times came. On the contrary, he had already found joy in God's Word before he was persecuted, before they wanted to take his life. In fact, it was his faithfulness to the Lord and his law that stirred up his enemies against him. His faithfulness to God. And see, when he reached a breaking point, he drew strength from the scriptures that he had already stored inside of him. Notice how that works? Yes. Amen? Yes. Brothers and sisters, in a time of need, you can find solace in God's word. In time of need, you can find refuge. You can find strength. You can find covering in the word of God. Years of studying and practicing had built up inside of this psalmist, built up a spiritual reservoir, spiritual strength, spiritual encouragement, and he turned to it not only for guidance, but also for comfort. One of my favorite psalms, Psalms 1, verse 2, speaks about this. It reads as follows. Psalms 1, 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Amen. But what will it take a person to actually delight in the word of the Lord? And this is a question that only you can answer this morning. What is it going to take for you to actually enjoy, to actually cherish? You know, I've been eating my steak a little bit differently. When it's a special occasion and I go out with my wife or someone, I've been enjoying a piece of ribeye, right? And ribeye is very fatty, right? It's very moist. So you kind of have to cut the fat off of it. You know, I don't need no high cholesterol or nothing like that, you know? Amen to that. I've been eating my steak, you know, a little bit, you know, pinker, so to speak, you know? Where's the favorite? That's just me, all right? I'm not promoting it or anything like that. That's just personal. Yeah. I'm just sharing, you know, some of my personal stories here with you guys this morning, all right? And, you know, I cut into that beef, that piece of beef. It's nice and moist. Yeah. And it's juicy and it's runny, you know? And you just savor that, you know? You just eat it very, very. I could also say about some chicken. There's an Italian place, you know, down the road I used to work in. They make some great charcoal flamed wood grilled chicken with different sauces, the Marsala sauce and lemon butter sauce and all these things, right? And you take a bite of it, and then you just enjoy it, you know? You kind of eat it slowly. And you're sort of like picking it apart, like, I taste some rosemary right here. I have a little bit of basil, some parsley. Or there's, you know, a little zesty here in the background. You know how to savor something, right?
Right.
You know how to savor it. Yesterday I had spaghetti and meatballs with a sister down the street, and I'm very picky with my meatballs. I love meatballs. And I'm like biting into it, and I'm sort of trying to pick it apart. I wonder how they made this, you know? This is savoring what you are consuming. We know how to do that, yes?
Yes.
I'm speaking about food right now because we all eat, don't we?
Yes.
Do we all eat?
Yes.
I didn't hear everybody say yes in here, but all right, maybe some of us are on a diet. All right, let's talk about some lettuce then, if that's the case. No, I'm kidding. You know how to savor something. This is what right now the psalmist is saying. This is what King David is saying. And his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
So much so that he meditates on it day and night. He can't have enough of it. We just can't have enough. Some people delight all day long in coffee. They drink a gallon of coffee a day. They drink coffee morning all the way to evening. There are so many things that I could mention that people delight on, habits that they have, that they do from morning, from the time they wake up. Some people drink Coke all day long. They might drink a Mountain Dew or several Mountain Dews all day long. That's their delight. That's their thing. I highly speak against it. We're almost finished. We're almost done. But nonetheless, the Word of God is something that you can delight all day long. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to close here with this final verse in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. You're going to like this one. You could go ahead and put it up. Jeremiah 15, 16 says this, "Your words were found, and guess what? I ate them." Right?
Yeah.
"And your words was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts." Amen?
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sure shines a light on everything right now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, strengthen yourself. Build yourself up. You know, if I have a piece of beef with some potatoes and some broccoli or maybe some asparagus, you know, some spinach. What's that other one that I just... Some Brussels sprouts. You know, I've just gotten into some Brussels sprouts. Some good Brussels sprouts. Oh, man. You know, and I finish consuming a meal like that. It revives me. It gives me strength. You know, if I was feeling kind of weak, if I wasn't, all of a sudden I feel strong again. My strength came back to me. It's like I can go forward. That stuff is fuel to me, right? I burn that stuff like it's nobody's business. Equally, build yourself up with the Word of God. The Word of God works. What did Lisa say? The Word of God works when you work it. Right? The Word of God works when you work the Word. Amen? So build yourself up in the Word of the Lord and to be continued here next week. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you and we bless your holy name. And Lord, we thank you for your word that has sustained us for centuries and centuries and centuries. Your word, Lord, that is true. It never fails. Your word, Lord, that is sustaining to us all day long. Lord, we lean on your word. Lord, we stand on your word. Lord, your word is our foundation. Lord, your word is our strength. I pray, Lord, from this day on, that your people, Lord, will saturate themselves in the Word of God. Because we need strength from you, Lord, every single day. Just like we need strength, Lord, from the meals that we eat on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your holy word. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God for this wonderful message. Amen. Let us give God the glory, the praises, and the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We will collect our offering this morning. And I want to ask Sister Joanna, can you collect the offering for us this morning, my dear? Thank you. So you just come over here, and we give you this basket. Hallelujah. Praise God. Joanne. No, it's not Joanna. It's Joanne. Amen. Just go to each of you. Praise God. I suggest to you all, brothers and sisters, if you weren't here for the service with Dr. Ron Charles, please go to the, you know, let me see. Doctor, I don't want to see. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and check, okay? It's still live. So check the message of Dr. Ron Charles. Amen. And it's a lot of good stuff there, lots of wisdom, lots of knowledge right there. Praise God. Come, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please touch your hands. Did you put your offering? Okay. Lord, we thank you for providing. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you give us, Lord, that we have for ourselves and we have also to share. But, Father, right now we return to you what is already belong to you. So I pray blessings upon everyone who give with all their heart. Father, bless them financially, bless them emotionally, bless them physically, bless them with salvation for their loved ones. I thank you, Father, for blessing our church in Jesus' name.